the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. New Jersey Transit is unveiling the next generation of rail cars that will hit the tracks next year. NJ Transit President Kevin Corbett says more than $950 million was spent to purchase 174 new multi-level rail cars. The majority of that money came from the federal government. And the rail cars will have 11% more seating capacity than the current ones. They also come with USB charging ports, LED screens, and bike racks. The rail cars will be phased in over the next few years. A Morris County man made his first appearance Tuesday in federal court in Newark on a charge of making a death threat against a political commentator. Haim Braverman, 45, of Morris Plains, is accused of making the detailed and disturbing threat in a video he posted online last month. The U.S. Attorney's Office says the threats were made in response to remarks the commentator made about a prominent rabbi who led a branch of Orthodox Judaism before his death. Authorities did not reveal the identity of the commentator. And a New Jersey woman is accused of faking her child's cancer treatments to delay her criminal case.
The Ocean County prosecutor says 37-year-old Alicia Campbell of Mays Landing was charged on Tuesday with forgery and similar offenses. Prosecutors said Campbell forged a letter from a doctor claiming her child was receiving treatments for leukemia in Texas. But prosecutors now say it was a ruse so that a judge would delay her ongoing criminal case. Campbell was charged in March 2023 with stealing $175,000 from the senior living community where she worked. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
As for an election update, we know it's going to be a close race nationwide, but a new poll of New Jersey shows that things are going to be in doubt this election.
Ashley Koning, director of the Eagleton Center for Public Interest Polling at Rutgers, says New Jersey will likely remain a win in the blue column this election cycle.
55% say that they would vote for Vice President Kamala Harris, and 35% say they would vote for Republican presidential nominee and former President Donald Trump.
Nearly 8 in 10 registered voters say they're definitely casting a ballot this election. The outlook on the nation is bleak. 7 in 10 Jersey voters believe the U.S. has gone off on the wrong track. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And will we get a dry start to November? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We'll have increasing clouds for tonight. It's going to be very warm with a shower in a few spots toward dawn. Low temperatures down into the 60s. A shower in spots early tomorrow. Otherwise, we'll have clouds giving way to some sunshine. Still very warm with a gusty breeze. High temperatures will be in the upper 70s to near 80. And there will be a high fire threat due to the gusty winds and the dry brush. Mainly clear, brisk, and chillier tomorrow night. Lows in the mid to upper 40s. Then a mostly sunny and cooler day Saturday. Highs in the upper 50s to near 60. I'm Brian Thompson.
We've got 70 degrees in Sussex, 72 degrees in Trenton, 67 degrees Egg Harbor Township. Fast traffic, instant weather. Every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.